Merry Christmas, church. We're excited to spend a little bit of time tonight here with your family and around Christmas. We also would love to invite you back tomorrow morning. We have a different service at 10:30 that you and your family can come and be a part of on Christmas Day as well. But we're glad you're here. We just want to take some time tonight to kind of lean into the story of Jesus. But before we can do that, my name is Jeremy. I'm the student minister here. This is Adam. He's our discipleship minister. And man, don't they look good?
Y'all do look good tonight.
Like, you guys need to get some family pictures out there by the tree or something before you get out in the rain. You guys are looking good. This is honestly the nicest you're going to see me dressed ever. Adam, he mows his grass looking like this. So, you know, we're a little different when it comes to that. But we want tonight to feel like we're one big family around a fire next to a Christmas tree, just leaning into the story of Jesus. We don't want to be up here preaching at you or talking to you, but as if we're entering in this story together. And as we do that, we've spent the last month in this series called Still Proceeding. Can you kind of get us up to speed with where we're at?
Yeah, so for about the last month or so, we've been looking at some stories from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke about the birth of Jesus from the angle that the light that shone into the world when Jesus was born is still proceeding into the world today. This phrase and idea, still proceeding, comes from the Christmas hymn, We Three Kings, which we just sang. And the chorus of that song says this: Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. So Jesus was born some 2,000 years ago, and he would live for 33 years as a man who walked among us here on planet Earth. And sometimes we might think of Jesus' life like it was this isolated event, as if there was this 33-year-long period when he was involved in what goes on in the world. But before that, he was just kind of up hanging out in heaven. And since then, he's gone back up to heaven where he's just kind of hanging out. And while it's true that those 33 years when Jesus walked among us were a climactic moment in God's story of redeeming the world, the light and redemption of Jesus that shone into the world at his birth is still proceeding into the world today. There's plenty of darkness, but the light of Jesus is breaking through. The light began proceeding in the beginning when God spoke it into being, when he separated the light from the darkness, and it will continue to proceed into eternity when Jesus himself will shine as the light. But this Christmas season, we remember the extraordinary way that God's light shone into the world as the Bethlehem star pointed to the one who would be called the light of the world. He would come in the form of a baby to Mary and Joseph, who were on their way to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem to be registered in a census. And while they were there, Luke tells us in chapter 2 of his gospel, the time came for her to give birth. So it all culminates in this birth. The one whose light has shone from the beginning was now here as one of us. He was Jesus, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah, it's impossible to overstate the magnitude of this moment. You know, arguably the biggest moment in all of history, and I'm sure you're thinking, well, what about the cross, and what about an empty tomb? Well, if you think about it, those things never even happen if Jesus doesn't put on flesh and is born of a baby. This is such a monumental moment in history. But in Luke's gospel, like, he kind of just gives it one little verse. You notice that? It's kind of like, well, Jesus was born. It's this huge, big moment that all of history has been pointing towards. And then Luke leaves me with so many unanswered questions. You know, some serious, some not so serious. Like, I have a seven-month-old, so I remember all too clearly what went down in that hospital room about 7 months ago, if you know what I mean. Like, was Mary's labor, was it easy? Was it hard? Was she yelling at Joseph, you know, who cut the cord, right? Like, how much did baby Jesus weigh? How tall was baby Jesus? Why doesn't baby Jesus have a middle name? That one's bugged me for a while. But I have some serious questions, too. Like, did Mary and Joseph really get the magnitude of this baby? Like, did they really understand? Did they really get it? And maybe even on the flip side, did the baby Jesus, even as an infant, did he already know who he was? Like, did he already know that he was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? It's just odd to me that in the biggest moment in all of history, Luke just says, and so Jesus was born and they laid him in a manger. The only way that makes sense to me is if, while yes, this is a big day in history, at some level Luke knows it's kind of just another day. Because Jesus, as Adam said, has always been and will always be. Emmanuel, God is with us. So you weren't alone yesterday. You're not alone today. And you won't be alone tomorrow, because God is with us and his light is still proceeding. I need you to know tonight, you're not alone, because God is with you.